ground of who you really are. You are actually a far more spiritual being than you'll allow yourself to be, because you're already having dreams and you're already having encounters with the Lord. You're having dreams that you don't have interpretations of. You're having spiritual experiences that you don't have a language for. Some of you have been dreamers since you were 4 years old. Some of you are poets in the purest sense of the word. And the enemy's tried to use your personality against you when it's actually the greatest strength you have is the overly sensitive nature. You're a poet. The sun don't set to a poet. It circles. You hear? Well, who told you the sun set? Sing a new song. The sun don't set. It circles. Where are you standing? Does that make sense? If I'm not making sense, raise your hand. I'm insecure about not making sense, but I'll get over it. No, hear what I'm saying. Go ahead and think way outside there. Think in colors and think in the wonder of God. Think in the wonder of God. Go ahead and go there, because your song is spirituality. Part of that nature within you that causes you to desire so deeply to be a worshiper of God and see His glory is a sense of spirituality that the world is missing, guys. We really need you to do that. Sing it. And sing it with the full expression of your emotions. Notice the poets that rise up and give language to and give the theology to a generation. They would sing it without apology. And it would be the full emotion. Look at some like Kurt Cobain. What a sad life lived, but he lived it fully in its darkness. Look at Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison. Who else? What's the girl's name? Janis Joplin. Yeah, look at all those. They stepped up. When a whole new generation rose up, they gave it its theology. And they rose up with full emotion, full passion, full creativity. Look at the Hank Williams. Look at those who redefined music in their generation. Look at the emotion that they were carrying, the woundedness, the hurt, and all the stuff that defined itself in their music. And by the way, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, all of them died at age 27. And we're still listening to their music. We're still trying to grab a hold of what had a hold of them in such a way that they had a language. Look at those poets after you know, August 1969 when Woodstock happened. And this whole revolution, which was on the heels of 67 and all that was going on in this Summer of Love and all that. See, a whole generation was looking for a language. They were looking for a belief system. And they started redefining themselves as a spiritual generation now. And that spirituality had to be defined. And they had to have a